Visitors at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, have probably experienced this. They might drop into a convenience store for a drink or a snack or even a meal and find out that there's no one behind the counter. That's becoming a common thing in South Korea, with many franchises rolling out fully automated convenience stores, which is not good news for minimum wage workers. Jason Strother takes us on a tour of one of those automated shops in Seoul.
Place your credit card like that.
To get into a clerkless convenience store, you need to insert your credit card at the door.
Oh. Door open.
Door's open.
I'm here with Kim Dong-hyun.
Looks like a normal convenience store, right?
But then the differences emerge. Usually when you enter a convenience store in Korea, the staff greet you. Not here. We're the only people inside. And while this shop has most of what you typically see, like cups of instant ramen noodles, triangle-shaped seaweed-wrapped rice snacks, and sausages on sticks, there is a noticeable absence in the beverage section. Beer. Kim, who's 35, used to work the graveyard shift at a convenience store and says booze is one of the biggest sellers. Taking alcohol off the shelves and locking up cigarettes inside a credit card-only vending machine are ways this franchise prevents underage shoppers from breaking the law. There are closed-circuit TVs, too. Kim and I grab some non-alcoholic beverages and head to the register, which is just a touchscreen computer.
So we click here.
Sir,
read the barcode, please.
We scan our drinks. The register tells me to pay by inserting my credit card.
So, would you like a receipt?
No, it's all right.
That was easy, but there is a number to call if you need help. Kim gives it a ring.
네, 안녕하십니까. 저희 그 여기
He asks the agent if he gets a lot of calls from customers who have trouble checking out.
아니요. 따로 뭐 전화가
The agent says no. Most people who call just want to exchange something. He says staff come to the store in the mornings for a few hours and can make exchanges. Korean convenience stores aren't the only businesses trying out automation. Some fast food restaurants have already replaced staff at the counter with machines. Kim says his old co-workers knew it was only a matter of time before the machines take their jobs.
So they were seriously searching for moving into another job.
Convenience stores have been a reliable employer for teenagers as well as retirees, people who have trouble finding jobs here. But after South Korea's minimum wage rose this year to around $7 per hour, some small businesses responded by laying off staff.
I'm not in the charity business. I'm in the business to make money.
John Lee owns a convenience store outside Seoul.
And if I don't make money, that's money out of my own pocket. So, unfortunately, I did have to lay off workers because of the wage going up.
Lee now puts in 12 hours a day at his store. He says switching to a self-service kiosk would save him more money. But then he tells me there's a lot of competition among convenience stores. And the only thing that keeps customers coming back to a particular shop is the relationship they feel they have with the person behind the counter.
You know, the person knows what kind of brand of cigarettes you smoke. You have a brief exchange with the person every morning. You say, good morning, how are the kids? These are the kinds of things that will get a person to keep coming back, a customer loyalty. But if you walk into a store and there's no one else but just a cash register and you just pick something and scan it yourself and pay for it, well, that's not so personal anymore.
Back at the clerkless convenience store, Kim Young seems to be doing just fine on her own.
Do you come to this Pyeonijeom often?
Yes, every day. When I come to the office, I drop by here and buy something to eat for breakfast.
Do you think this is nicer than a convenience store with staff?
More convenience for me without person.
Well, why is that? Why?
Time saving.
Former convenience store clerk Kim Dong-hyun still isn't sold on the unmanned shops. He says there's a lot of things that go on inside that you need a person there to handle.
Mostly I had to deal with it. When the customers eat their food and then they don't really put them in the trash, they just leave it there, so I had to clean all the way, as well as from the floor. I had to be a Superman.
Kim and I dispose of our empty cans before we leave the store. It's a little odd not to say goodbye or thank you to the person behind the counter. For The World, Jason Strother, Seoul.